We are what we eat. If you're not open to changing your eating habits, then may I suggest you stop listening to this essay and this enlightened excerpt from one of my favorite channeled works called Seasons of the Spirit by Maurice B. Cook. What altered my belief about the need to consume meat for sustenance were several channeled works that have been brought down from spirit revealing the fundamental truth about animal consumption, including especially a passage from this book. In past essays, I have mentioned some truths about meat eating from that book and have gotten some very defensive responses from people who felt I was judging them for their animal consumption. I myself spent most of my life eating meat, so I first wish to say that. However, in 1988, at the age of 33, immediately after reading this book, I became a vegan, which means I chose to no longer eat animal products of any kind, including dairy or eggs. A vegetarian eats eggs and dairy, a vegan does not. Since then, I have returned to the egg as my only animal protein source. Otherwise, for 23 years, I have removed animal sources from my diet to discover what one loving entity who guides humanity's growth has to say about the truth of eating animal flesh. Here is an excerpt from Seasons of the Spirit while discussing the symbolism of the structure of the eye. Quote, "One of the most common scleric marks, the sclera, is the white of the eye. In the present day, is that of the yellowish patches which are found often on persons who consume large quantities of meat. These people are abusing their stomachs by requiring constant secretion of hydrochloric acid in order to allow the appropriate enzymes to break down the protein molecules in the meat. The oversecretion of hydrochloric gradually turns the digestive tract into an acidic environment rather than an alkaline one, as it was meant to be. And the excess acid is taken into the physical body through the intestinal wall. This eventually results in the yellowish patches on the sclera, but these also designate locations in the etheric body, that which eventually forms the physical body, which have been weakened by the excessively protein-rich diet of a heavy meat eater. The foregoing is one reason why those who eat large quantities of meat should carefully consider whether they should continue to do so. However, a far more compelling reason to curtail meat eating, from a spiritual point of view, relates to the law of karma, which we have already dealt with in some detail earlier in this book. Upon the human race lies a great karmic debt to the animal kingdom, a branch of life which was made lower than man and which was entrusted to his care in order that man could teach the animals, through kindness and through example, something of the lessons which that soul group are attempting to assimilate. But man has assumed that all things on this planet are there but for his pleasure, to do with as he wishes. Man ransacks the Earth's body for the mineral wealth that lies buried. He explodes devastating nuclear devices within the crust of the planet, never thinking of the pain this causes to the great being on whose surface he resides. He devastates giant tracts of woodland for no better reason than to clear a space to walk. And the greatest transgression of all, he massacres the superb animal life forms that were placed here to beautify his environment so that he can fill his stomachs with their carcasses. This evil does not go unnoticed, and soon retribution for this wanton slaughter must descend upon the human race. Yet, even without a specific time of karmic payment to discharge the weight of the millennia of carnage, the debt would all be set aside. The reason relates to the way in which eating of meat affects the physical body of man.